All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host, featuring the song Soulful Strut by Young Hope Unlimited. All right, so I've just shared with you that the song is by Young Hope Unlimited. I've given you the name of the song. Those of you who were listening with me the first hour of today, give me a little bit more information about this song. Soulful Strut. Who was one of the composers? All right. Eugene Record. And Eugene Record was lead singer for which group? The Shy Lights. That's right. Have you seen her, The Shy Lights? Oh, girl, The Shy Lights. That's right. Eugene Record, one of the co-composers of this song. Would you have guessed it? Well, I tell you what, I do things like that on my program throughout the week. As a matter of fact, roughly twice a month, I'll do something like that. I call the feature This Week in Song, and I will feature several songs, usually about three songs, throughout the week. And on Friday, Power Friday, I quiz everyone about the information that I will have shared throughout the week about those songs. And, you know, anything that I share about those songs is fair game. It's not going to be just a matter of, well, what's the name of the song? Or what's the name of the artist? Oh, that might be it. But there could be much more, too. Like this one in this case, I gave you the name of one of the composers. And so when I quizzed you, I asked for that name. Yes, indeed. And then, of course, in that first hour when I was talking about this, I also mentioned that Eugene Record was former lead singer, late lead singer of the Shy Lights. And so I'll give information like that when I'm featuring This Week in Song and then when I quiz everybody on Friday. So let me back up. Very often, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, I'll feature a different song and I'll go ahead and quiz you on Friday about all the information that I shared Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So this past week, the theme for This Week in Song was game show theme songs. So we do fun things like that. It's not just a matter of, you know, discussing serious matters. We do that. We do discuss serious matters. We have to discuss serious matters. Our lives revolve partly around serious matters. So we delve into those. But we also have information that is informative, enlightening, but at the same time fun. And this is one of those features, This Week in Song. So I don't feature This Week in Song on the weekends generally. Who knows? I might start doing that. But up to now, I've generally done that Monday through Friday. And like I said, about once or twice a month. I don't do it every week, but about once or twice a month is what I should have said. I may have said a week earlier, but I meant 1 month per month. And like I said, 1 week out of the month, maybe sometimes 2 weeks out of the month. My plan is to try to get it up to 2 weeks out of each month. It's a lot of fun. All right. So in the meantime, getting back to one of those matters that's really important because it has to do with health matters and especially not only, but especially the health of our young people. It has to do with vaping, to vape or not to vape. And we were looking at procons.org's debate on whether or not vaping is safe. So before we go any further, let me share with you just some more fast facts about vaping or electronic cigarettes. E-cigarettes are the fourth most popular tobacco product with 4% of retail sales behind traditional cigarettes. Now, again, popular tobacco products. So I'll give you a little bit. Rank them in order for me now. I mentioned some of the tobacco type products in that first hour. But you know them, even if you weren't with us during that first hour. you know some of the tobacco products. So name them and then rank them according to retail sales. And start so that we're all on the same page. Let's rank the highest, the one with the highest amount of retail sales first, and then work our way down. So the four most popular tobacco products and rank them according to sales. Okay, so I mentioned traditional cigarettes. That is the big daddy. That one comes in at 83% of retail sales of popular tobacco products. We have chewing tobacco or smokeless tobacco. We also have cigars. So those are the four. I've given you traditional cigarettes at 83%. So you rank the remaining three: e-cigarettes, chewing / smokeless tobacco, and cigars. Where would you rank those three? All right. Here we go. Chewing, smokeless tobacco, 8%. Cigars, 5%. And then you have e-cigarettes coming in at the bottom. So that puts them in fourth place. But check this out, though. E-cigarettes are still bringing in, at least in projected sales for 2019, $9 billion. So tobacco products bring in a lot of money. Okay, so we took a look at one pro and one con, where again the pros are saying it is safe to use electronic cigarettes, and the con saying it is not safe to use e-cigarettes. All right, let's take a look at another set. And since we started with the pros the last time, let's start with the cons this time. Let's give a second con where the people are saying it is not safe to use tobacco products. Okay. They say that vaping causes serious health risks. People who use e-cigarettes have a 71% increased risk of stroke and a 40% higher risk of heart disease as compared to non-users. Studies have shown that e-cigarettes can cause arterial stiffness and cardiovascular harm, and they may increase the odds of a heart attack by 42%. Researchers who found increased risk of blood clots from e-cigarettes wrote that these devices do emit considerable levels of toxicants, some of which are shared or overlap with tobacco smoking. As a result, their harm should not be underestimated. Scientists at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health found that e-cigarettes leak toxic metals, possibly from the heating coils that are associated with health problems like kidney disease, respiratory irritation, shortness of breath, and more. Some ingredients in the liquids used in e-cigarettes change composition when they're heated, leading to inhalation of harmful compounds like formaldehyde, which is carcinogenic. Now, some of you may be saying, wait a minute, hold up. I hear you sharing some of this information with us, but you're not helping us walk through any analyses of these topics. You often will give some input about this statement or that statement, and you kind of walk us through a thought process. I know, and I'm not doing that this time. I know. But that is typically the way I handle the pro-con debate. In fact, when I say typically, I've been doing this for a number of years now, and offhand, I don't remember a single time when, from start to finish, I gave input. I think there may have been one, at most two instances where I didn't so much give an analysis as I just alerted you. I alerted the listening community to the importance of listening for contradictions in one side's own statements. But I didn't try to you know, walk anyone through to a certain position, even then, I just wanted them to be aware of, wanted everyone to be aware of the fact that, there's a contradiction on this side. Now, notice what I'm saying. Not that what the pros say contradicts what the cons say, or what the cons say contradicts what the pros say. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, in one of these discussions some years ago, different topic, I simply pointed out that there was a statement made on, I think it was the pro side, that contradicted another statement made by the pro side. And so that's the kind of point that I made, and I was sharing, you need to look for things like that. But as far as just walking through an analysis of whatever the topic is, usually, like I said, when I'm doing the pro-con debate, I give little, if any, analysis. So that's the reason you're not hearing me do that now. Okay, so that was a con. That was the second con. We have the first pro and con in the first hour. Now that was the second con. Let's give the second pro. All right, now, here's their pro. And again, the pros are saying vaping is safe. One of their points is that vaping is a safer way to ingest a tobacco product. They go on to say that a UK government report stated that best estimates show e-cigarettes are 95% less harmful to your health than normal cigarettes. Matthew Carpenter, who's co-director of the Tobacco Research Program at the Hollings Cancer Center, said combustible cigarettes are the most harmful form of nicotine delivery. E-cigarettes are safer for indoor use. Researchers found that the level of nicotine on surfaces in the homes of e-cigarette users was nearly 200 times lower than in the homes of traditional cigarette smokers. The level of nicotine on surfaces in the homes. Nicotine left behind on surfaces can turn into carcinogens. The amount of nicotine found where vapors live was similar to the trace amounts in the homes of non-smokers. All right. Let's go with this final set of pro-con argument, and we'll stay with the pros. They're saying vaping is safe. They state that e-cigarettes reduce healthcare costs. They create jobs and help the economy. Sally Sattell, who is a psychiatrist specializing in addiction and is resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, wrote that promoting electronic cigarettes to smokers should be a public health priority. Given that the direct medical costs of smoking are estimated to be more than $130 billion per year, along with $150 billion annually in productivity losses from premature deaths, getting more smokers to switch would result in significant cost savings, as well as almost 500,000 lives saved each year. Grover Norquist and Paul Blair of the group Americans for Tax Reform wrote in the National Review that e-cigarettes and vapor products are the Uber of the product industry. They're disruptive and innovative technology. Thousands of good-paying jobs are being created by an industry that is probably going to save hundreds of thousands of lives. Tax policy economist J. Scott Moody calculated that the harm reduction from smokers switching to vaping could save $48 billion in annual Medicaid spending. Juul, and again that is a brand of e-cigarettes, created more than 1,200 jobs just in 2018. A letter signed by a coalition of anti-regulation groups warned that efforts to limit the e-cigarette industry would destroy tens of thousands of jobs for manufacturers of the devices and the stores that sell them. All right, here is our third con. And again, the cons are saying what? That smoking e-cigarettes or vaping is not safe. They say that e-cigarettes can catch fire or even explode. E-cigarette explosions have led to the loss of body parts, such as an eye, tongue, or tooth. It has led to third-degree burns, holes in the roof of the mouth, and death. Researchers at George Mason University found that 2,035 people sought emergency room treatment for burn or explosion injuries from e-cigarettes between 2015 and 2017. And they believe there were more injuries that went untreated. They also found more than 40 times the number of injuries reported by the FDA between 2009 and 2015. Matthew Rosheim, one of the study's authors, said that this study identifies that e-cigarette burn and explosion injuries are not rare, as was recently thought. Users and bystanders risk serious bodily injury from unregulated e-cigarette batteries exploding. Airlines prohibit e-cigarettes and checked baggage due to the possibility of their lithium batteries catching fire. In January 2019, a passenger's e-cigarette overheated and caught fire in the airplane cabin. That same month, a Texas man died when debris from an e-cigarette explosion tore his carotid artery. In 2018, a man in Florida was killed by shrapnel from his e-cigarette exploding. The U.S. Fire Administration found 195 reports of e-cigarette explosions and fires, including 133 acute injuries, of which 29% were severe. The USFA stated that no other consumer product that is typically used so close to the human body contains the lithium-ion battery that is the root cause of the incidents. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? All right, just a few more fast facts about e-cigarettes. They're known as e-cigs, e-hookers, mods, vape pens, vapes, vaporizers, e-pipes, and electronic nicotine delivery systems, also known as ENDS, electronic nicotine delivery systems. Some e-cigarettes are made to resemble regular cigarettes, cigars, pipes. Others look like pens or USB flash drives. According to the CDC, 58.8% of people who vape were also current regular cigarette smokers. 29.8% were former cigarette smokers, and 11.4% were never cigarette smokers. Be thinking about that as you kind of weigh what we were hearing from the two groups, the pros and the cons, those who say that vaping is safe, those who say that vaping is not safe. I'll be back in a few.